Is up, everybody. My name is Alex Carlson. Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we're covering a topic that I find personally super fascinating, and that has become a pivotal aspect of the generative AI tools that have all come to market, and that is quote unquote prompt engineering. So as you likely know, the main way to employ these generative AI tools like ChatGPT and Gemini and Claude, et cetera, is to prompt, quote unquote, the model to answer a certain query or perform some task. So what exactly is prompt engineering? A definition then, it is really just the construction and refinement of inputs that can be generated or, excuse me, entered into a generative AI tool to produce the optimal outputs. Why is it so important? For the time being, while generative AI tools are widely available for the most part, businesses, entrepreneurs, or just casual daily users, we all have the access to the same extensive power and knowledge that these tools have to offer. The difference is, and there's a vocal child in the background. If you heard that, I'm not sure if if these headphones could catch it or not, but she's just saying hello. She finds this fascinating as well. Businesses, entrepreneurs are just casual daily users. They all have access to the same extensive power and knowledge that these tools have to offer. And so where is the advantage? Where's the cutting edge? Where's the benefit? It's asking the right question, and that's going to be what creates that competitive advantage in the output that these tools are generating. And that's where prompt engineering comes in. Not only does it involve asking the right questions, which is kind of to put it all very simply, or knowing the problem that you need the AI to solve for you, but it's also really the ability to have a back and forth actual dialogue with this AI assistant, whatever prompt or AI tool you're using, gradually refining and improving the results that are being generated until they are really sufficiently unique and really have been imbued with enough of your human character and expertise to be not only useful to the user, but actual exemplary content, which is going to have you ranking and going to actually benefit your business. And this is the challenge. That's the challenge. So how can you start doing this prompt engineering and optimizing and engineering your prompts? What are some tips? I'm just going to cover a few really quick. First one's pretty obvious, detail. The more detailed the prompt, the better in general. Obviously, that's somewhat obvious, but don't assume that just by piling directions or instructions into the chat that you'll necessarily get a better result. That being said, do take the time to craft a prompt that you feel is probably going to be more in-depth than 90% of the other users out there entering similar prompts, seeking the same results, and try and get a an answer or a result that's going to be in the top 10%. The next point or tip I have here is to focus more on giving direction instead of imposing limits. It's super tempting to want to tell the AI models exactly what you don't want them to do, especially as you continue to interact with them and get a feel for the different models and the tools and start to realize some of the obviously redundant aspects in the language or the results and the types of behaviors or results that you want to avoid. I certainly have fallen into that trap as I've been working on prompts early as I've been using these tools. But according to some info from sites like DigitalOcean, which you can check the link in the description here, we should really be focusing on reconstructing our don't language to more like do language. For an example, they say instead of don't write with too much detail, you could prompt the model with something more like be concise and be direct in your response. Instead of saying don't do something, try and emulate a certain behavior. The next tip I have here is stakes. Try tricking, quote unquote, for the lack of a better or less negative term, the AI model into thinking like a human. Give it some stakes. Tell the AI model that it should write content as though it were an expert or a respected voice or thought leader in a field. Give the AI examples of experts or examples of content that kind of espouses that level of expertise and value that it should aspire to write like. Of course, this is where we're kind of brushing up against the importance of you reviewing the content you generate to ensure that there's enough of your own unique voice there that's going to provide a unique value in your category. Otherwise, the AI is just going to basically plagiarize content for you, and we don't want that. And then lastly here, the last pointer I have is just persistence. Don't let the model off easy. Ask the model to explain what it feels like, why it feels like a certain conclusion is the right conclusion. Explain its reasoning and thought process. You're going to get the model to explore new perspectives and look for alternate corroborative data that's going to either reinforce the case that you're trying to make or provide you with a more accurate result. Either way, your data is going to get you're going to get vastly more detailed in your outputs, and you'll probably lead yourself down some of your own creative thought processes and new avenues as far as the way you think of a topic as well. Use the AI as a peer or someone to bounce ideas off of dynamically. Anyway, I think it's pretty obvious. I'm super fascinated by every aspect of AI, but the idea that there could be an art and a craft that kind of allows you to access a more knowledgeable AI model is of particular interest to me. The better we get at using the tools, the more superpowers we get, essentially, which is kind of why I'm so geeked out about AI. maybe it's always been about just like asking the right questions and having in-depth human conversations to and with the experts. The only difference is now we all have that expert on our devices basically at all times. So anyway, if you're intrigued by the potential of prompt engineering for your business, now is definitely the time to learn, explore, and thank you for joining us today on the AI Marketing Navigator. That's really all I got. If you enjoy the show or find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on the podcast on Spotify, or use the RSS feed to follow on the podcast platform of your choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. Until next time, until tomorrow, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.